Sold tape.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game. Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live sports talk show.
There may be a whole lot more coming at you, but we take one week at a time. You know, everything we know here is from expert investment. We cover all the bases all the time. We know exactly what we're talking about. And if it sounds like we don't, it means we made it up. We make up a lot of stuff around here, trust me. We are here today to talk all kinds of sports. I got two legends in the house, one from the military side of the track and one from the basketball court side of the track. We're joined by former star player of the Pittsburgh Pipers, Cal Graham, by way of Gannon, by way of Brooklyn. That's covering a whole lot of territory, Mr. Graham. And welcome to the show. Glad to have you. You are one of the 13, we believe, 13 living individuals that played alongside the great Connie Hawkins on the Pittsburgh Pipers 1968 championship team. So it's an honor to have you here. And I know that you can speak a little bit about the great Connie Hawkins because you knew him back in the Big Apple.
Yes, I did.
We also joined by Major Mark Whitett. A long story here, ladies and gentlemen. Major Whitett, 15-year retired military Marine. Of course, they say if you're a Marine, you're never retired.
Exactly.
Always on call. So if something jumps off downstairs, you're the first to get there. Me and Cal will just lag behind and let you take on the heavy stuff.
That's the way it works.
Well, that's okay with me. All right, so we're going to talk a few things, but let's get it started with some casual conversation before we get to the heavy stuff. Mark, you're a Pittsburgh native.
I am. Born in Butler.
Born in Butler, PA. That's a little bit country, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a little bit. Not quite as much as when you get up to Clarion County, where my folks are from.
A little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, as they say.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I can tell you this about Butler. In 1970, my Penn Hills football team took a bus ride up to Butler to play those boys. And I'm not going to tell you we were a little bit unnerved, but the fact that every one of the players had the Marine crew cut put us on notice that it was going to be a long day. And it was. That was back in the Foothills Conference days of football, when men were men and football was football, as they say.
And one of those players was my cousin. He played for Butler High School back then.
Won't hold that against you. Now, you're kind of a baseball guy by nature. I mean, you still play a little bit, as you tell me.
I still play softball.
All right. So from a baseball perspective, you have a little bit of background on your Pittsburgh Pirates. I give them to you because I don't want them.
I do. My dad took me to my first game in 1966, and the Pirates are still my favorite team of all teams.
Well, before we do that, let's just get one thing out the way that I think is most important. Thank you for your service to the country. 15 years as a Marine, that's a little bit of work, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. It was good, though.
How was the first 2 weeks? Is it like we see in the movies?
That wasn't good.
Is it like that?
It wasn't fun. No, the first 2 weeks of Officer Candidate School were not fun. In fact, our parade deck looked right out at the Potomac River. Across the river was Maryland, and we looked at that as freedom.
So is that whole Marine doctrine, is it really they want to tear you down and rebuild you? Is it the process like that in training?
Well, that's exactly how it works. Want to see how much you can handle all at once.
So I jokingly said to you on a couple of occasions, I easily have 100 pounds on you, but something tells me never upsets you.
You're right. You noticed that. I'm glad you've noticed that.
Yes, I'm not going to let that 100 pounds get in the way of life and death. So with you being a Pittsburgh guy, you're from here, so you keep tabs on what's going on here in the sports world. And my adage has always been, if you want to go to the World Series, have some pitching with you. And year in and year out, your Pittsburgh Pirates go to spring training camp with average pitchers, for the most part, and a couple winners expected to carry them down the road to the World Series. And we know that great pitching always wins over great hitting. So what is your prognosis this year? Now, we're coming out of spring training. It's kind of like four games, one, maybe seven loss. So they're not getting beat up as much as I thought early on. But when they come home, what's your expectation? Most experts have them winning less than – I have them winning around 80 games, 83 games. So,
well, 80 or 83 would be quite an improvement over last year.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
And seeing as how – you remember the weekend that Garrett Cole got traded mm-hmm. and Kutch got traded. Mm-hmm. We all
dark day in Pittsburgh baseball.
That was a very dark day, very dark weekend. And I certainly didn't like it either, but I just really think the team is going to do better than we're mostly talking about.
Would you have made those trades for what we got in return?
No, I wouldn't.
No, of course you would not. No. Have. So why do they keep doing this?
Because they don't want to spend the money. They had an opportunity after they won those 98 games in 2015. That was the time to spend some money and go for it in 2016, 2017. But they chose not to. And they paid the price big time.
And, Cal, you can feel free to jump in anytime if you have a comment. But let me just say this, Mark. You know there was a petition going around.
Yes.
Pittsburghers were trying to disown the ownership, which is absurd and impossible. But a grand gesture, to say the least. But there was a petition going around for people to sign to get rid of this ownership. What is this year in and year out continuing effort to not win a world title? Because it seems like they could care less.
It does seem like they could care less.
And it's also been suggested by not only fans, but baseball aficionados, that the Pirates are not spending the money they need to spend or should spend to be competitive.
And the Players Association has taken action on that, haven't they? I think there's four teams that are being accused of not spending the
and
money.
Investigate.
Yes.
And investigate.
And, they're one of them, Tampa Bay. I'm not sure who the other two are. Miami Marlins. Yes, that's a problem. But having said all that,
and
I still think this team is going to do better than people think. Not that I'm a fan at all of what they did. In fact, I'd be happy if Mark Cuban bought the team tomorrow. I think a lot of us would be.
Yeah.
But we're stuck with what the ownership we have. And as bad as it all seemed that dark weekend when Kutch and Cole went, I still think if you look at the new guys that are coming in, they're going to have a pretty strong bullpen. They're going to have a really good strong. The starting pitching is going to be a little maybe kind of similar as last year. But I just really think they're going to do better than we were thinking that weekend of the trades.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. I can tell you two campers that are pretty happy, Cole and Kutch.
Yeah,
well, I bet you Cole and Kutch ain't shed a tear since they left town. I'm sure Kutch is in San Francisco with the sun shining bright, and him and his new bride and baby are just living it up. And I'm sure they ain't missing a thing about Pittsburgh in this snow.
I don't think Cole's missing it so much because he's going to a team that just won the World Series. I'm not so sure the Giants are going to finish any better than the Pirates this year.
And we just heard today, Neil Walker, did you hear?
No.
Neil Walker just signed with the Yankees.
Oh, gee. As
1 year, $5 million. Now, number one, you're going to a contender. Number two, you're getting paid. Not what the market says you should get paid. The market has him at maybe $7 million, but he's getting $5 million for a year that can turn into a better contract. But the question is, why did the Pirates not go get Neil Walker? Hometown hero, on the market, available. Lord knows we could use him. And they let it slip away. That's the kind of stuff the Pirate fans are having a problem with.
And it would probably help with attendance. I mean, I love
Neil.
Trading him to the Mets turned out disastrously. Nice turned out to be, well, they traded him back to the Mets, right? Yeah. So that didn't turn out so well. But if you look at Adam Fraser is going to do well this year, I think. Dickerson, I think, has solidified the outfield. Jose Osuna, Jose Osuna, I hope that is not one of those guys that 3 years from now we say, wow, boy, he sure is doing good for the Kansas City Royals now. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of offensive talent that might come together and actually do better than people. I guess I'm on that theme, right? But
well,
sorry,
You know why I'm laughing?
I'm sticking with it.
But you know why I'm laughing? Because you're doing and saying just what management wants us to do.
I know exactly.
Every time they start these trades and giving people away, they want, and I'm not blaming you, but they want us to say, yeah, but
I know
it's going to be okay.
I would have signed the petition, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, we know it ain't going to be okay. But let me just ask this question. What's the third baseman's name? That's
Moran.
No, that got the still over, still the drunk driving.
Gung.
Gung. So what's the story on him? Is he ever going to come back?
The story on him, he's probably working on his fourth DUI.
Another one?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
No. In other words, my point is we're never going to see him here.
It's done.
Yes. They're not allowing him in the United States.
And if you've noticed, his name hasn't been mentioned at all in spring training.
Right. Well,
no one's mentioned his name on the air, off the air. It's almost like, forget about it, done deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they closed that book.
He drank himself into oblivion, if you will.
He did.
Yeah, that's good.
So much promise, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, now, Cal, me and you going to talk because you.
That was good.
Yeah, well, he's all right. For a Marine, he ain't bad.
That was good.
Yeah, he ain't bad.
I was amazed.
Well, he's a baseball guy, so he made that clear.
Guy,
so,
right?
That's
all right.
So, but let me just finish by saying this. I'm a Pittsburgh guy. So, Pittsburgh first. Team sport, individual champions, I'm all about that. So I want the Pirates to be successful, and I'm hoping that all the things that you say come true. But as a sports writer for the new Pittsburgh Courier and as a sports talk show host, I have to be honest, I can't put verbiage out there that makes me look stupid. So I'm hopeful that they'll be good, but like many other people, you know, I'm just questioning why we continue to manufacture great pitchers and players and send them off to other teams for World Series rings.
Oh, I'm with you. And as much as I know you want to razz me a little bit for how I think they're going to do better than we expect, which isn't good enough. I'm not saying it's good enough. They had the chance 2015. They won 98 games. Just another plug, another arm, another bat. They could have closed that gap. But they didn't do it, and now they're paying the price, and goodness knows how bad the attendance might be this year.
Yeah, but they've been doing that for years.
From
the Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, Andy Sykes, they've been doing that.
Same old story.
Since the 70s.
Same old story.
Nothing changed.
And when they had the lumber company, when they had the tools to win, there's nothing that, I mean, you couldn't help but win with those guys.
Exactly.
Right? But now you have to be smarter, you have to be ahead of the game, and you have to want to spend money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, when there were pitchers available at a time when we could make a move, and they don't make the move, it tells you that they're not really trying to win at that level. They're just trying to make money, and that's what makes it a questionable commodity.
Did you see who just signed Jake Arrieta?
No,
the Phillies.
No, okay.
He was out there all winter long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You imagine the excitement that would have inspired here if we'd signed him?
Well, here's where I get my excitement. I go to 3 or 4 games every summer. I don't care what they're doing because I like the wings. They got they got good wings at PNC Park. I wait till the weather gets good, Cal, and I get some young guys. I get about 10 or 12 young guys. I take them to a game. I sit back and do my community service work. And that's it. But I don't get my hopes up.
Times with Willie Stargell, Manny Sanguine, that was my time.
You left when the legends left.
I left when they left. I left.
Yeah. Well,
because Willie was my man. I mean, he did the Willie Stargell celebrity bowling.
The good old days.
Those good old days.
Now I'm gonna tell you how small the world is. If you were at the Willie Stargell bowling,
and that's where I met you first. You came there with your proposal with Roy Cola.
That's where we first hooked up.
I sat at the table in the committee, and that's where we first hooked up at.
Now, Cal, we can't say this on radio because somebody might be listening. You're married, right?
Yes, I am.
So we really can't say it on radio, although I'm single. But those were some good times.
No question about that. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Now, listen, if you're...
That was the cream of the crop
goodness. If you're sitting on a beach somewhere right now, or if you're walking across Manhattan, or if you're down south, wherever you're at right now, trust me when I tell you, we had a good time at the Willie Stargell Bowling Tournament.
Because you had the Steelers, you had Lynn Swann, you had Terry Bradshaw, you had Franco.
Best of the world.
And then you even had Pete Rose coming in.
Reggie
Jackson coming in. And these girls came out the woodworks. Oh, my goodness, wow.
Listen.
And you didn't invite me?
That was good time.
That was good time.
Because I was with golf all then, and that was good. That was good.
Here's what my boy Dwayne Woodruff told me. He said, look, just act like you a Steeler.
That's right.
Just act like you were stealing. Don't.
It didn't matter.
To say nothing.
It didn't matter.
See, back when I was in reasonably good shape, I throw them gold chains on.
Yes.
And
yes.
In the late 70s.
Yeah.
Just act like you were stealing, and it's coming your way.
Hey, Mark, listen to this. Bill Neal came. I work for Golf All, okay? And we have, I meet with Willie Stargell, Sector from Hines, all over, trying to get this fundraiser together. Mr. Neal coming in with his proposal, and he was right then, he was working for the YMCA.
YMCA, exactly.
Came in, made his proposal, we're going to do this and that. He's talking about this, we should have a volleyball, or this game here. I just look at him and I said, boy, this guy could talk.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing changed. And then he came with his basketball league. And, of course, he came to golf and his proposals or what he's going to do for that. He had Connie Hawkins' name, which was the mega name then. That was the marquee name of Pittsburgh then.
Yeah.
Gave his proposal to golf and stuff like that. That's where I met him from.
Because at the time, golf – Corporation.
Yes, correct.
Was number one in the city for not only their corporate structure, but their giving.
Giving, that's correct.
I mean, they led the way in giving and working with the black community and having black representation like Cal. And they were front runners way ahead of the game.
Roy Kohler, may rest in peace, was a good guy.
Yep.
I mean, anything we need for the community, he was right there. He was the manager of corporate funding. Mm-hmm. Community relationships, he was good.
Yeah.
He was good.
Soul Take Champions Live. We're coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We come your way every week. We drop on Wednesday. You can pick us up online and be enlightened. Not only what's going on here in Pittsburgh, but what's going on in sports around the world. Now, Cal, let's talk a little Steeler stuff because, you know, Mark will talk that Pirate stuff all day if you let him. Man. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that. But here's the question to you. And I got to admit, I wrote a column on Le'Veon Bell, and I said this. But let me tell you where I came from when I said it. And I gotta shape this for you, for our listeners. There's about 20 or 25 sports talk shows in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Easily.
Easy.
My guess, and Trev, our producer, who's also a part of the Know It All Club, would probably tell you if this is true or not, but I would guess maybe three African Americans on all those circuits. Maybe four.
Maybe.
Now, you got D. Thompson and his name will come to me shortly over at Channel 11, and they do the Steeler Report. That's kind of isolated. But in terms of 24/7, 365 sports talk, you might have two or three guys in all of Western Pennsylvania. So what I'm about to say comes a little bit from my constant message to Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, and the United States. If 83% of the National Football League is black, you need to have a black guy on air to talk about that. If 72% of baseball was African American and Latino, you need to have a combination of people. If you have the same, and I'm not downing anybody. Everybody should get all they can get. I'm not here to say that so-and-so at station such-and-such doesn't deserve what they have. But it should be fair representation because, so you know, when the former running back from the Steelers, his name escapes me, when he didn't go in the game, when he walked off the field because
Blunt walked
off the field because they didn't put him in the game. Well, most of the commentators' position was he's spoiled, he's selfish, he walks off on the team. But if you're a black man, you can understand better why that black man did that. If you told him in the beginning of the season, this is what we're going to do for you and with you, and you don't do it, he has a right to be ticked off. I'm not here to say he has a right to walk off the field, but he has a right to be ticked off.
That's correct.
There's more to it than him just being selfish and uncaring about the team. Same with James Harrison. If you tell James Harrison in August, you're going to get X amount of snaps, you're going to play this position, and the season rolls along and you don't give it to him, you're damn right he's going to be upset.
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. If James Harrison's with us against Jacksonville, it would have been a different game.
I believe that.
And I'm telling you, it would have been a different game.
Just one more sack might have made the difference.
It would have been different. If James Harris played against Jacksonville in that playoff game, it would have been a different game.
And you know what some of my friends who were anti-Harrison because of what he did, they want to tell me, well, look what he did in the Super Bowl. He didn't do nothing. I said, nobody else on their team did anything defensively either, so don't get at James Harrison for not doing anything. But that being said, it all leads up to, when we come back off this break, the question about Le'Veon Bell. I proposed two sides of the coin. He has a right to get as much money as he can get. He should go after all the money he can get right now. NFL, not for long, means you got to get paid now. The linebacker that got hurt, that may never play again.
That hurt.
Ryan Shazier.
That's
evidence as why you got to get paid.
Now, exactly.
So I understand him getting paid, and I know that. We're going to come back and finish this conversation in just a moment. It's Soul Take Champions Live. I'll be right back at you.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music, listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.
Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.